Much of it off of a row was a hand pickable pig. I really didn't think they'd ever pick a cotton pig.
How much, when did y'all, I guess, gradually, when did you get your first tractor?
About the time I was in high school, we had to place old tractor with, well, they had, before I was born, they raised rice. And they had some old steam tractors and binders and a thresher that was run by a steam tractor, belt, long belt tractor. And that liked to broke them because they had to get the water out of the river, and the river, you'd catch the river rising and falling, and you couldn't keep the pumps working. And they didn't have all these flexible tubes in those days. They just had a straight, direct metal hook up to the pump, you see. And now you got long holes that the river could fall and could flex a little bit. Those days it didn't, and they raised rice, and I think the last rice they raised was in 1914, when I was 2 years old. And they quit the rice business, and then they did away with those old steam tractors. They didn't use them to break anything with. That was just for the fresh rice with. It was all done by mule.
Yeah.
And then we bought tractors, about time the first Fortson tractors came out in the 20s. And we had a Fortson tractor, then we went to John Deere's and Internationals and David Brown's, and that's about it.
Did y'all have a car when you first coming up, or when?
The first car I ever had here, was about 1922 or 3. Dad had a car which was called a Page. They don't make that anymore. Then he had a Moon. And from there we went into Chrysler, Fords, and General Motors stuff.
Yeah. With the roads around here, what were they mostly like?
The roads were mud. Nothing but dirt. And they built the first gravel road from where we live here now out to the other gravel road in about 1928, I believe. And they built that gravel road that's now paved out there, just the other side of the railroad here, that goes from Lake Farm to Tallulah. That was dirt road when I was a kid, and then it later. Well, a lot of mine is, y'all talk about old time now, is just what my daddy and my granddaddy and them told me.
Yeah.
And I guess we were the oldest family in this in Madison Parish that's still living in Madison Parish.
Yeah.
May have been somebody here before them, but there's no ancestors of them. We're about the oldest family here.
Where did you keep all your animals, like your horses?
I've been in the pasture. Well, it used to be a pasture right out here back of this office, and then there was one over down here by my house. It's all plowed up in soybeans now. And then the levee, we had the cattle running on the Mississippi River levee and over across the levee where we didn't farm, where they're still running out there. Then we had some more of this bean land and pasture. We plowed up all the pasture on this side of the levee, with the exception of about 10 acres. And the rest of it, did that when we moved those cattle to Texas.
Was it fenced?
Yeah. Had it all fenced, and we've taken the fences down now, and so you could get in there better with this tractor equipment.
What sort of fences did y'all
have? Barbed wire. Hold 6 strands of barbed wire to the fence.
Yeah. You never saw any wood fences around here?
No, we never was very many wood fences in this country. When I was a kid, there was a picket fence around Daddy's house over here.
Yeah.
And, but that, all that stuff all rotted out, and they moved that and put a fancy damn wire fence there for a while and finally tore it down. And, well, where Pat lives over there's no fence around that yard at all, and it's just a board fence around about half of my yard down there, just more or less what was on the edge of the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
My wife wouldn't let me put the barbed wire there where the pasture was. She made me put those boards there.